Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Fett. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Figure eight, that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Damn. You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
This is Layla Price, and you'll listen to Hot Sugar Tea.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy, Ralph. It is Friday, the 27th of July. I just want to say hello to everybody. We are live right now, Dollhouse Radio, care of our sexy host, India Morrell, who will be with us shortly. We have a very good show for you tonight. We have, as our special guest returning from a show a few weeks ago, we have Layla Price. We're going to have a little conversation with Layla about some of the things going on in the industry from her perspective as far as a current female performer in the business. We got also, you know, we got that latest gossip and then entertainment news for you, right? We have everything for you. It's going to be a good show. If you want to talk, please call us at 646-595-4038. We will be taking live phone calls. If you want to talk to Layla Price herself, you know, she will be taking phone calls, so hit us up. I'm also opening the chat room. The chat room is now open. I need to be more interactive with that chat room. The chat room, you go into Blog Talk Radio and look us up on the Dollhouse Radio, and you will see our chat room. So if you're not able to call, you're able to chime in on the chat to say your thought or look at some questions. Right now, let's play a quick song as I wait for Indy Morrell to come on. And let's play that Cardi B. You know, definitely go out there and support that Cardi B project by our own Dollhouse's very own Jay White, the producer. Oh, and make sure upcoming pretty soon we will be having a 10th anniversary of the Dollhouse Radio, where we will not only have myself and India as the current people of Dollhouse, but we will also be bringing back the older original cast, which are Jay White and Ari Good. So make sure you tune in for that one. That's going to be coming up. We're going to make announcements. We're going to have some surprise guests and call-ins. So for right now, let's play a little Cardi B. I think this is the song of the summertime. I love it so much. Let's play that Cardi B. I like it. Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar Tea. We'll be right back.
I like studded, I like shining, I like $1 million deals with my pen, bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Bird, go, Rory, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drive to stop and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Yeah. I need the dollars to just beat it up like pinata. Turn the drops, close the curtains. Bad bitch, make me nervous.
Como Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tía y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Yes, that is Cardi B with I Like It. I think that is by, hands down the song of the summer. That's two straight years for Cardi. You know, last year it was Bodak Yellow. This year it's I Like It Like That. Got a little bit of porn gossip, something that just came up that I must definitely give a big shout out to. Just found out that yesterday Vixen announced who the newest Vixen girl is. And I don't know if this is a surprise or not, but it surprised me. But they've actually announced now the Vixen women. For the Vixen girl is the girl who gets the full page spread. She gets the necklace. She gets the exclusive photo shoot. And in the past few times, it has been people such as Kendra Sutherland. It has been also Tori Black, Abigail Mack. But the newest Vixen is porn star Keira Knorr. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. I believe that Anna Fox was also a Vixen. That's kind of weird to say, Vixen. But Keira Knorr is the newest one, and that's, to me, that's a great look. And not only is she, well, let's break the obvious, not only is she a black female, she's a very talented performer, has been operating for years, and has been kind of operating underneath the radar. So for her to get put into that bigger spotlight, that's a beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing. So let's get that up for Keira Knorr. I think Keira Knorr deserves a little applause. Let me see if I can find some applause. Get some Keira Knorr some applause. I know. I'm sorry. It's a little bit late. I also was updated about this. You know, a few weeks ago, we posted the story that we had porn star Asia Rae on, who informed us about what happened to her during her time with LA Direct and how she was really upset with not only LA Direct but also the manager of LA Direct, which was Derek Hay. And then about 2 weeks ago, a lawsuit was filed in California court against LA Direct models and also, importantly, against Derek Hay. So it came to my attention yesterday and also today that now Derek Hay has not only been made aware of this lawsuit, he was actually served papers during Exotica that happened last weekend down in Florida. That means that somebody actually went down to Florida, to Miami, under the guise of being a spectator for Exotica and served him with papers. That's big. That's big. That means that this is nothing to be laughed at. It is nothing that people are going to take as a joke. They're coming after him. They're coming after Derek. And I haven't said this, but I will say it now. I believe that if Derek does get convicted of whatever crimes that he's being accused of, because it basically deals with financial, emotional distress, that's the end of Derek Hayes. And I'm sure he will eventually wind up, if convicted, he will certainly lose his agent license. And since he runs the agency, what happens to Elliot Direct? Now, what I have said is that what happens right now are all the girls at LA, let me rephrase that, are all the talents at LA Direct, are they now considered free agents with their agency under siege? Would they be considered free agents? So I don't know. This is an interesting scenario as to what happens to him, but wow, they actually went to down to Exotica and caught him. Caught him thinking he was signing an autograph, and bam, they said, no, you've been served. You have been served. Also, recently in the news, you know, we all know about the incident with Stormy Daniels accusing Donald Trump, but it just came out the other day, and I'm not sure exactly how to take this, if I think it's funny or ironic, but Stormy Daniels' husband is now filing for divorce from Stormy Daniels. But I think what it is that the reason that he is hilarious. He's accusing her of cheating. He wants divorce because he's accusing her of cheating on him. Now, for those of you who don't know, Stormy Daniels actually is married. She has a child. She's married. She's married to a porn performer by the name of Brendan Miller. Right? So now he's claiming that not only has Stormy Daniels been cheating on him, that she is planning to expose the couple's 7-year-old daughter to threats of serious and immediate physical or dangerous harm by bringing their child with her on tour, and also that she's also exposing her to problems that could happen on the tour bus with other adult performers and producers. So he's now seeking a restraining order that would basically give him custody of their daughter. Now, this is what I'm going to say about this one, because I don't agree with this. If you want to cheat, if you want to divorce Stormy Daniels, don't do it under the guise of, well, because she cheated on me. Right? Dude, she's in the adult movie business. Every time she performs a scene, she is cheating on you. Every time you perform a scene, you are cheating on her. If you want to sit back and divorce her, don't put it under the guise of her, because I can't deal with the media spotlight. Now, maybe I will give you the fact that Stormy taking her child on her dance tour with her is a bad move. I can give credit with Chris, but I think that might be a bad decision, okay? But is she trying to endanger her child? No. No way. Is she endangering her child by being around adult entertainers? No, she's not. Because both that little girl's parents are both adult entertainers. And I'm sure you've had adult entertainers come to your house for whether it be a barbecue, a birthday party, a pool party, anniversary party. Because it's not like you don't know any people in the adult movie business. So if you're friends with, I'll just say someone random, if you're friends with Kendra Lust, you know, and you're having a birthday party, do you invite Kendra Lust to your house? Do you invite Kendra Lust out when your daughter is there? I just think that's a crock. You want to divorce her because you can't stand the public scrutiny. That's the truth. It is not. She's endangering our child. Come on. That woman loves her child. I don't even know Stormy Daniels. I've met her a few times, but I don't know her, so I can sit there and call her on the phone and say, hey, what's going on? But given by what this woman is going through right now, she's not doing this thing for, well, totally she's not doing it for publicity, and she's not doing this totally to put herself out there to a bigger platform. Because if you heard or watched that interview that she did for 60 Minutes, she even said, Harley, she was never going to say anything about this until somebody threatened her and her daughter. That's why she's doing this. So if someone came and threatened her daughter, why would she then turn around and put her daughter into danger? That just makes no sense. None at all. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Stormy. I'm sorry you got to go through this. It's a way of life. But I think you'll be good. You know, if he can't handle the scrutiny now, what's going to happen in 6 months? Because it seems that, you know, little by little, Donald Trump's security blanket concerning this thing, which was his lawyer, this Michael Cohen, is cracking, and it's cracking quickly. He recorded tapes. He recorded conversations about other women. You have a lot to be worried about, Mr. Trump. A lot. That's my personal opinion. I don't know if it's the right one, but that's how I feel. I think he's a crock. I think it's a crock. Yeah. That's the thing. No, as I said, no, we have an interesting show for you. We're gonna have Layla Price on in about 15 minutes. She'll be on the air. But there's something I do want to talk about, and I'm gonna talk about this thing because as we're waiting for India, and I'm more talking about this because it's actually happened to me. And I know it may have happened to some of you listeners out there right now. There is a scam going around on your emails. And some of you may have seen it, whether in your actual inbox or your junk mail, where someone claims that because you have looked at a porn website, that they have taken control of your computer, that you actually initiated some sort of malware, and that they were monitoring your viewing habits. And not only were they monitoring them, right, it basically says that they took control of your computer and allowed the malware, which allowed the hacker to control not only your webcam to see what you were doing as you were looking at the website, but it also kept a record of your keystrokes as to the sites that you listened to. And they also got access to your email and all your contacts. However, and they recorded you doing nasty stuff, yada, yada, yada. And the only way that you could prevent them from sending those emails out to all your contacts if you paid them $1,000 through Bitcoin. I saw this thing, and I kind of laughed when I first saw it. I saw it about 3 weeks ago, and I laughed at it. And I was just like, dumbass, I'm in the porn business. So I really don't care what you think you did or what you think you saw. I didn't care. But then I just now found out that this has been going on to a lot of people, and that there are actually dumbass out there that have paid so far. This person or people have accumulated $40,000 in these fake ransoms. People, listen to me. If any of you out there get this email, ignore it. Put it into your decline. Put it into your delete. Don't respond to it. Why would you respond to something like this one? Okay, you looked at an adult website. So what? Hey, maybe you and your girl or you and your fella was looking at porn and you had sex. So what? So what? But the idea of threatening to send it to your contacts, your people, I know that seems kind of scary, but believe me, nobody is doing that to you. No one. At least not this person. So now they actually have a Canadian cyber firm called Three Shield. And it has already identified 9 Bitcoin addresses using the scan. So whoever this person is, they're using addresses around the world to hide who they actually are. Well, as I said, this person has collected so far $40,000 by victims who fell for the scam. My advice to everybody is be alert. If you do see something like that come up in your email, believe me, it is a scam. Do not fall for it. Do not send them a dollar. Send them a message back saying, yo, F you. And even in the I thought was funny, even in the message that they sent me and it says, hey, nice choices. Nice taste in my selection of what I looked at. I know because I looked at it. I know because I know what I like. And I know because I probably know the people that were in the thing. As of right now, we have our chat room open right now. You can go into Blog Talk Radio, look up Dollhouse Radio, and our chat room is open. Thank you always. I think he got to be our mega. We're going to nickname Joseph Terry. We're going to nickname the Dollhouse Mega Fan. He chimes in on every single show that we have. He's always there. He is truly the meaning of a fan. Joseph, I want to say thank you for your patronage. Thank you for listening. And I see from what he said, Joseph saw India in the remake of Superfly. So if you haven't seen it, please go out there and go see Superfly, the remake of Superfly. It was a good movie, and India is in the film. She's actually visible. It's not like, we say she's in it and you never see her. You actually see her in the film. I'm not going to tell you where, but you will see her in the film. But it is still in your local theaters. Pay the $10.50. Go see that instead of going to go see, I don't know. Well, Eagle Eyes is pretty good, so. No, go see Superfly instead of go seeing Mamma Mia. Skip Mamma Mia, go see Superfly. And definitely you will see our one and only India Morrell in it. We're going to take another quick break as I prepare to get Miss Layla Price on the phone. I'm going to play this song. I'm playing this a lot because this young lady, she is from my hometown of East Orange, New Jersey. A lot of talent come out of East Orange, New Jersey. Nobody realized musical talents. Not only does my boy, the Raccoon Noted by Nature, hail from East Orange. Well, actually, Essex County. A lot of rap talent comes from Essex County. Like I said, Noted by Nature comes from East Orange. Queen Latifah comes from East Orange. And also from that point, you also had, well, if you remember the song, Hey, Mr. DJ Janae, they hail from East Orange. But then you have Newark, you got Lords of the Underground, you have Redman. You have some of the most talented people that have come from Essex County, East Orange, Newark. And I think this young lady is probably, oh, and how can you forget the one and only Whitney Houston? It's from East Orange, New Jersey. But I think this young lady, she is going to be the next superstar to come out of my hometown. She is currently on the show, I believe it is called The Four. She is one of the final four contestants. The Four airs live on Fox, and I believe it is hosted by P. Diddy and DJ Khaled and Meghan Trainor and one other person. I'm not sure the other person. But this song is called Perfectly Imperfect. I'm going to play this right now, and then in a few more minutes we'll be back with Miss Layla Price, Dollhouse Radio. Be right back.
No competition on a mission with ambition. There's no one that can compare to me. I got no worries, I ain't worried about a thing, cause my future's shining bright like a diamond ring. Comfortable in the skin that I'm in, it's always my side. My beauty comes from what I'm feeling inside. How you looking got me feeling like a girl's on a stage for the world to see. Sit back and enjoy the show, the show's going on the road. This light in me is so bright, it can be blinding, you can't see. I'm perfectly imperfect. This is who I am, I am what you see. I may be imperfect, but I'm perfectly imperfect me. This is who I am what you see. I may be imperfect, but I'm perfectly imperfect me. My hips just a little too wide and my nose just a little too long. Hair's just a little too short and my curls never seem to hold on. I'm staring at pictures on walls, say I'm not good enough. Who said? Who makes those rules? Sit back while I break everyone. You see I'm loving how I'm moving, how I'm feeling, how the crew got control of me. Old school flip with a relevant script that a preacher but watch me teach. This light in me is so bright, it can be blinding, you can't see. I'm perfectly imperfect. This is who I am what you see. I may be imperfect, but I'm perfectly imperfect me. This is who I am what you see. I may be imperfect, but I'm perfectly imperfect me. La da 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 da.
Oh, crap. I am so sorry. I've been talking for the last 3 minutes and did not realize that my phone was on mute. I am so sorry, everybody. Well, let me start over again. Thank you. That was our song Perfect Imperfect by my East Orange native Lila Janae. Make sure you tune in every week to the Fox show The Four, where she is a contestant. I believe she is one of the final contestants on the show. I predict big things from this woman. I think she is immensely talented. She's going to be one of the voices of the new millennium. But right now I'm going to bring on our very special guest, Miss Layla Price. For those that don't know who she is one of the top names in the adult movie business. I met her about 2 years ago in Dallas, Texas. Did not know who she was. All I know is that there was this really sexy blonde woman asking me how to get to the convention center, and we've been friends ever since then. I've come to consider her a very close friend of mine who has some very stern stances on things that goes on in the porn business. So let's bring in our special guest, Miss Layla Price. Layla, are you
there? Hey, what up? I'm good.
Hey, what's going on? We got to give you, I got to do this more often. I got to give people applause. Let me give you a little applause when you come to the show. Come on. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. It's time.
I got to be quicker on the draw. Sorry about that.
Yeah, for real.
Well, thank you for coming on our show. I mean, we've had you on twice now. The first time we had you on was last November at Exotica. And it was too short, and it was too many people. And then we had you on 3 weeks ago when we had our little roundtable discussion, which actually went very, very well. But this time, it's all about you. You have the floor to discuss anything you like to. So I guess the first thing I'm going to discuss, I'm going to ask you is, like, what do you think of the adult movie business as it is right now? You like it, or is it?
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for 6 years, as you know. I started in December 2012 when I was 21, and you know, I'll be 27 next month. So yeah, it's been 6 years for me, and I like it. It's definitely a lot different than when I first started. A little more chaotic, I should say. You know, just because the past couple years we've had all kinds of craziness going on. I mean, but it's cool, you know. I still enjoy it.
Okay. Now, before we actually get into things that you want to talk about, there's something that I actually would like to talk to you about because I found this interesting. Of course, you know, even though I know you, I still have to do some research on you. And what I found interesting is one of your tweets from a while back. You said that you credit porn with saving your life. And that I do find interesting because some women that have come into the game, they feel like porn ruined their life because it prevented them from having normal relationships or children, may have got them into drug dependency or alcoholism or possibly thoughts of suicide, spirits have been crushed. But you've taken what could have been negatives and turned it into something positive. How did this all happen?
Well, because here's the thing. Basically, when I first got in, again, I was 21 when I got in. Before, I was a stripper while in Baltimore. Now, don't get me wrong. I love stripping. I absolutely love dancing. I still do it to this day from time to time. It's just back then, I was in a really bad spot. You know, I was around toxic people. I was actually in a really bad, abusive relationship at the time, and I was heavily addicted to cocaine and ecstasy. And, you know, my alcoholism was a little out of control. Now I just drink, you know, I have more control over it. I'm just more of a social drinker. But for me, you know, because I have social anxiety, whenever I went to work, I had to, like, drink or get high to, like, calm my nerves. But then eventually I got used to it. Anyways, I knew if I kept going down this route, like, you know what, I'm either going to die or end up in jail. So I thought to myself, so when porn came about, you know, it kind of fell into my lap. It's funny because Derek from LA Direct was my first agent ever. And I met him through a friend of mine at Exotica, New Jersey, back in 2012. I didn't go then, but this guy, Jason, he was a guy that used to hook me up with local gigs in Maryland, you know, biker shows, body paint parties, all kinds of shit. And he showed my picture to Derek. He came back. He said, hey, give this guy a call. He wants to rep you. And at the time, I didn't know, you know, what it was. I thought it was just mainstream out. And then I found out it was porn. So I sent my photos to Derek, and then he gave me a call. We talked on the phone for about a half hour. And I thought to myself, all right, well, let me do this. Why don't I give it a shot, see how it goes. And I went out to L.A. for 2 weeks, and it went well. So I thought to myself, you know what, this is a really good idea for me, because my only option was I needed to get out of Baltimore for a while, you know, get away from all the people I was hanging out with, get away from people I was working with, you know, just to get away for a while. And that was the best decision I ever made, you know. And since then, you know, I pretty much have my shit together now. I'm more responsible. I'm not out of control like I used to be. And, yeah, porn pretty much saved my life. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some girls who they do get caught up in the lifestyle. Me, I have more of a business mentality where it's like, hey, you know, I don't mind going to porn parties and stuff. I'm not going to get crazy fucked up. God forbid, like, a director sees me there and he sees how I act and he's like, oh, fuck, well, I'm not going to hire her. She's nuts, you know? So, you know, for me, it's, I take more of a business standpoint. But, I mean, for me, I see porn as a positive for me. Like, porn actually worked out for me, you know, because it really did save my life.
Wow, that's something. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're really the first person that I've come across that have actually said that porn saved a life. I mean, I run across people saying that porn has given me a life I never imagined, you know, as far as freedom and money and notoriety, but never someone said it has saved my life.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, because I was looking for a way out. I just needed to go somewhere and just get away for a few months or for a year, just to get away from all the people, you know. And don't get me wrong, I still go back to Baltimore from time to time, but I don't fuck with the people that I used to fuck with, because, like I said, they were toxic people, you know. Matter of fact, these are the same motherfuckers. Like, I actually had a bad experience with cocaine. I actually, the last time I did cocaine, I had a really, really horrible experience. Like, I thought I was going to have a stroke, you know, and die. And my boyfriend at the time and my friends at the time, who I thought they were, cared about me, they were kind of just, like, laughing at it, like, oh, you're overreacting, just calm down, you're fine, you know. And they thought it was funny. I'm like, no, it's not funny. I mean, I end up being okay, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, so God forbid something happens to me, these guys aren't going to help me out. Because the thing about them was, like, most people, it's not that they thought I was overreacting. They just didn't want to get caught. They didn't want to take me to the hospital, and God forbid they get charged with drugs, you know, because they had drugs on them. So they were really looking out for themselves. And I was like, oh, well, some friends you are. Like, you know, I just knew at that point, like, you know what? These are people I should not be fucking with. I need to get out of this town for a while.
Well, I think you certainly accomplished that goal. Now, you said that when you first came in, like, Derek, yeah, you have. I believe that you legitimately have. You certainly have done that. I think you've done it and probably exceeded probably what you even thought that you was going to be able to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think I was going to last as long as I did. I didn't think I'd still be doing porn after 6 years. I mean, I've always told myself, like, I'm going to retire before I hit 30, and I still do believe that to this day, just because I don't want to be a MILF. I don't want to be doing MILF scenes and stuff, you know, so... But, yeah, I mean, I didn't think I'd last as long as I did.
Oh, well, I don't see no reason why you wouldn't last. I mean, attractiveness, you know. I mean, you already know I think you're hot. But what makes you also hot is personality. You know, you're very easy to talk to. And even though I am not a director, I have the idea that when it comes to set, you're very easy to work with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But unfortunately, well, in the American industry, it doesn't matter how easy you're set. They go by, like, what's the in trend right now. And, you know, I mean, I still get a good amount of bookings and stuff. But unfortunately, nowadays, you either got to be a MILF with one too many plastic surgeries or an 18-year-old that looks like she just got out of rehab. Apparently, that's the look everybody's going for right now. Which to me is, I'm not kidding, dude. It's like I see all these girls getting hired, and I'm just like, is this what people find attractive now? All right, you know, but but no, what I mean is like, you know, I've seen, like, I remember 3 weeks ago when we had the roundtable discussion, how Shelly was talking about how he's seen bad behavior get rewarded. Unfortunately, that does happen. You know, all that matters is how popular the girl is. You know, if the girl is really popular, you know, she can do the most fucked up shit on set to a director. They're still going to hire her because she's like the it girl of the month or whatever, or her free runs ranking is high. You know, unfortunately, having a good work ethic and being able to do a good scene isn't good enough anymore. You know, like, I know girls that are super popular, but they give, like, the worst blowjobs, or they just cannot take a dick at one, not so ever. But because for some reason they're super popular, they get booked all the time until somebody else comes up and takes their spot, which is another reason why I've lasted so long. You know, for me, it's like, I mean, I see so many of these girls that are like flavor of the month, and they only last like a couple months, maybe a couple years. They tend to fade out because most of these girls, they just get like this idea, oh, I'm the shit, I'm the star, and then they treat everybody like crap, and then eventually they get replaced. So that I always found pretty amusing.
I do agree with you. As many times as I have been to Exotica over the years, it's almost been 10 years of Exoticas. But I remember I was having a conversation with someone. I said, look at the women that's in here today. And I believe this was in New Jersey. I said, watch, half of these women will not be at the one in New Jersey next year. And almost,
yeah, exactly.
literally, almost half of those women that I would have thought that maybe did were not there no more, and now some of them are no longer even in the business. Even if they didn't attend the show, they are not even in the business anymore. So your shelf life, what is 1 year at best? Do you have
one year
to make it happen?
Like I said, most girls on average only last like anywhere from 3 to 6 months, which a lot of people find shocking. You know, like I talked to a couple people I know personally, and they're asking me about porn stuff, and I told them like the shelf life versus how long I've been in. They're like, really? And I said, yeah, because a lot of times some girls they don't know, you know, because you know some girls just don't know what they're doing. You know, like, they're not certain, because a lot of girls, like, for me, for example, when I got in the business, I made a decision. I'm like, okay, this is going to be out here. Everybody's going to find out, and I wanted to accept it. Some girls kind of just jump in thinking, you know, oh, this is going to be great, and then they find out that they can't handle it, or, you know, their family finds out, and their family tries to get them out, or they get a boyfriend, and they're like, you know what, I shouldn't be doing this. Or,
yes.
You know, it's just they just find out that they really don't like it, you know. But me, it's like, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to do for as long as I can, and I'm going to live with it. So, yeah, I mean, and plus, like I said, a lot of girls, sometimes they get really crappy, shitty attitude. And some people will put up with it because you're the it girl, but then someone else is going to come in and take your spot, and then you're out of work.
Now you mentioned that originally when you came to business, Derek, was your from LA Direct was your agency and your agent. What do you think was going on with him now? With the four women filed.
Okay, well, one of the girls that I know, Charlotte, Charlotte doesn't exactly have a good case. Because I know Charlotte personally. I'm not a fan of her, to be honest with you. I think she's off her fucking meds. You know, she's just batshit nuts. I know her personally. I met her a few times. And, you know, I think her whole case against Derek is horseshit, you know. But I was with Derek for about 9 months. And, you know, I actually made the decision to leave him because, unfortunately, a lot of people don't really like working with Derek because some of his business practices can be deemed as unethical. Like, I remember when I started with him, you know, I had a lot of producers. I'm talking big-name producers. Back then, like, that said to me, listen, you know, I want to shoot you, but I don't work with LA Direct. And, you know, now that I look back on it, Derek kind of did me a favor because even though I wasn't happy, he wanted me to buy out my contract. I paid him off. Like, I only paid $2,500 for a buyout because I originally was signed with him for 5 years. And after 9 months, I just told him, hey, look, you know, I don't want to be with your agency anymore. And I was polite and respectful about it. I mean, he wasn't happy about it because I was actually one of his, like, more easygoing girls. Like, some of the girls he was managing at the time were very, very difficult. So I was like a breath of fresh air for him. And, you know, he told me, okay, well, look, just pay this amount. And I was adamant about it, but I was like, you know what? I can make this back within 2 days. So I kind of bit the bullet. Paid him, you know, the $2,500 buyout, and then I made that money back in a couple days. And let me tell you something, when I left him, my career actually took off. So I look at it like he did me a favor.
Now, is it because of that you really want to leave was because he wasn't getting you bookings, or that you felt that you should have been in a bigger place and he really wasn't giving you the kind of push that you deserved because his focus was on everybody else and not really giving like that one-on-one attention?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I'm not going to lie. Out of all the agents I had, he was actually really good just because he had his shit together. Some of the agents I've been with were like really fucked up. Like, for example, Derek always made sure I got paid. He always made sure I got paid. Like, I remember I worked for one company, and they actually tried to not pay me. And I remember calling him the next day because it was a night shoot. I called the next day, and I said, hey, this is what this director told me. And he actually got the director on the phone and, you know, cussed him out, you know. So Derek always makes sure you'll get your money. He always makes sure about that, you know, because if you don't get paid, he doesn't get paid. So, you know, that's one thing I liked about him. He made sure I got paid. Whereas a lot of other agents are like, hey, you know, you have to deal with it. I'm not getting involved. And I'm just like, wait a minute, you're the booker. You booked this. You need to make sure, you need to know when I get paid. Whereas Derek always made sure you got paid. I kind of felt like, I mean, some girls have been successful careers with him. I felt like I wasn't going to have a successful career for him, with him. Then, you know, we both eventually agreed on that. I was better off getting managed by somebody else or doing my own thing.
All right, so if you see him today, like at an Exotica or somewhere, is the relationship good or is it somewhat tense?
Yeah, you know what? It's really friendly because, actually, matter of fact, last time I saw him was two Exoticas ago at Jersey, and he came up. I think he was seeing somebody else there at the booth. I was at the Society 15 booth, and he saw me. He says, hey, Layla, how are you? I was like, oh, great. Give him a hug and a kiss, and then, you know, said, see you later. So, yeah, we're cordial. He'll say hi to me and stuff. There's no ill will between he and I, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's good because I try to tell people like that, like, even if you don't like something going on, don't try to end the relationship choppy. End it as smooth as humanly possible because you never know. I mean, one day you may need him for something, just not for the scenario, but it's like, listen, I need a little help. Could you help me out? And he just
Say, yeah, and you know what? But you know what's really funny? He's actually the only agent that's ever rapped me that I would still – you know, say, hey, what's up to you? Like all the other people I've been rep by, I'm sorry, like, I'd probably punch him in the face, but Derek, no. I mean, Derek could be a Derek on it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know the gentleman that well at all. I've had a few dealings with him, but nothing too serious. But, I mean, like, some women will say that, no, he's the greatest thing walking as an agent in the business, and then some girls say, no, he doesn't give me the kind of work that I thought I should get, and I feel like he's holding back. I've never heard anybody say that he's just a piece of crap. I've never heard that from anybody.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this. I don't agree with some of his business practices. Like, I mean, for the whole buyout thing, like, here's how I look at it. If I'm an agent and, you know, I'm representing a girl and she says, you know what, I'm not happy, I'd rather go with somebody else, I'm not going to take it personally because, listen, everybody's different. Everyone's different. You know, I'm not going to hold it over a girl's head or hold it against her. You know, it's like, listen, if I'm not doing a good job for you, then okay, I don't want you here. You do what's best for you. I'm not going to hold it against you. You know, you can just go do your thing. I remember when you guys were talking about the whole situation with Adria Ray, and my thought of this is like, listen, I can see why Derek is so adamant with girls like that, even though it is kind of messed up. But here's the thing. I bet you 10-1. He's been doing that. He's been an agent for like what, 15 years to almost 20 years. So I can see how like some girls, they'll take advantage of him. Like they'll have him like wrapped around like their little finger. And yeah, and there's nothing wrong with dating a model that you're representing. You know, there's nothing wrong with that as long as like there's a mutual respect between you guys and it's not gonna interfere with your work life. There's nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, some girls might have taken advantage of that, like being friends with him or being buddy-buddy with him or dating him. I'm sure he's gotten burned by certain girls. And let me tell you something. I've seen girls lie and lie about the most fucked up shit just to get out of something. You know, like I remember when you guys were saying about, I mean, nothing against Adria, but I don't blame, like, some of the directors filing her for a kill fee because here's the thing. They don't really know. I mean, yeah, she fainted on set, but that could also be a code But then again, some girls have lied about that. They would either because they went out, they partied too much the night before, or they have, like, a higher-paying job that they want to get out of. So they really don't know. And the best way to avoid that is, in my opinion, like, here's the thing. If I'm a director and a girl calls and cancels, says, oh, I can't come in, you know, I fainted or I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to take her seriously. Because how do I know she's not, you know, how do I know she's not just hungover from a night of partying, or how do I know she's not canceling me out to go work for somebody else for a better paying job, you know, because that happens all the time too. So for me personally, I would just say, okay, well, look, I need to see a doctor's note. And if I see a legit doctor's note that's been forged or nothing, then, yeah, I won't charge her. But if they can't do that, then, yeah, I'm going to charge you.
Well, in her case, I mean, she actually did come with doctor's notes, and she wasn't even objecting to the kill fee because she understood it this last second. But some of the kill fees that she was charged with, she's given weeks of notice. That's what she was, one thing that she was claiming. And then
yeah,
the outrageous
the whole
amount
Misa
that
X
she
thing,
was giving.
Yeah, listen, the whole Misa X thing, that one I agree. That one was a little fucked up because she gave a couple weeks' notice. That one was fucked up, in my opinion, you know. And, you know, the producer who runs Misa X, like, listen, I mean, I understand they booked the flight and stuff, but look, they should look into flights, and because there's some flights where they give you a credit if you use it a certain amount of time. So what they probably should have said, okay, call the airline, tell them what happened, and they would get a credit back to pay on the airline and then use it again for a future purchase. They shouldn't have charged her for because she gave weeks notice. I mean, if it's like a day before the day of, and you just say something like, oh, I fainted or whatever, then, yeah, I mean, they're really not going to, like, know for sure, you know. They're really not going to know for sure or whatever. So, that's basically how it is, you know. Like, if you cancel the day of, then, yeah, you have to pay a kill fee, you know. I mean, some of it can be ridiculous, but still, you do kind of have to pay it. So, I mean, you know, it's unfortunate for her, but that's just how it is.
Agreed. Now, I actually have a question that's coming from our chat room. Our fan, Mr. Joseph Tanner, he wanted to say, in the first said, no, thank you for coming on the show. He said that, did you like to get thanks to the adult porn industry for saving your life, but aren't you at least a bit worried that it might end your life because of things such as AIDS? Are you worried about that at all?
No, because you know why? Here's the thing. We get tested twice a month, and, you know, I mean, listen, I tell people all the time, people that want to get into porn, I say, listen, you're going to be exposed to stuff, but the worst is probably going to be chlamydia and gonorrhea, you know. you know, and it's easy. You just take antibiotics, you get a shot in the butt, you get a pill, and it's, you know, you just can't work for a week. But the thing about AIDS and HIV, and I actually took a health class in college. I was an undergrad to be a nursing student. Fortunately, it didn't work out. But the thing is, catching HIV and AIDS in the adult industry is actually a lot harder than you think. Most common way people contract HIV from each other is needle sharing. And the HIV rate is a lot higher than normal now because we have a big hernia epidemic in our country. That's why. But as far as, like, catching it sexually, it's actually a very, very low risk. I mean, there's still risk, but it's very low. You know, it's almost impossible.
I would say that is probably right because we do have a bunch of safeguards to prevent that and testing. So with that being said, I'm sure I know you've been listening to the show. When we had the discussion about what APAC wants to do with letting the straight performers perform with people who do have that are taking the PrEP pill and have a low viral load, which are the crossover, like they want crossovers. No.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Were we wrong in saying that is a bad idea? Or were we absolutely right?
No. I think it's a bad idea and they shouldn't allow it because here's the thing, you know. Because here's the thing. I mean, that's a big no-no in my book. That's a big no-no in my book because, you know, I'm not going to work with somebody that has HIV. I don't care if they're on a PrEP pill or not. They could be lying about it or they could be, like, missing a dose, you know. I'd rather not take the risk.
Exactly, I mean, because you have people that are taking legally, that have to take legally prescribed medicine, and will be out doing something and forget about it. They'll get super busy and say, "Oh, I just double up on my next one." And then, with this, you can't do that. If you miss one, it's like you're out there. Like your
exactly.
cloak is dry. Now, I just think it's far too dangerous.
But right.
Some of the things that you want to talk about, I know, like you mentioned briefly, the Leah Raven case. What did you think about that? I mean, did she have a legitimate gripe, or was she actually taking what happened to her and blowing it way out of proportion?
Yeah, I mean, okay, listen, I'll be honest with you. That was fucking bullshit. That was really a fucking bullshit case. And honestly, if I saw Leah Raven today, I'd probably smack the shit out of her and cuss her out. Because, I mean, look, I know that's a little violent and shit, and that does sound like a threat. But look, I mean, like, I was really angry when she did that. I really was. Because here's the thing. I mean, you're just making it worse. I mean, she was pissed off on set because she had a bad day on set. That's what it was all about. She was pissed off because she didn't know what she got herself into, and she could have walked off any time. The fact that she said, "Oh, I was scared. People were trying to trap me and beat me up." No, honey. No. No. You could have left any time. You could have called cut, read, whatever, said, "Hey, I need a break. Can I use the bathroom? Give me 5 minutes." Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she could have gotten her shit, called her wife, or call an Uber and say, "Hey, you should come get me right now. I'm feeling really uncomfortable." Or she could have just said, "Hey, I'm not feeling this. I'm out." That's it. But no, she decided to stay. And that's a choice that she made. So I just think she was really upset because she didn't know what she got herself into. And, you know, she was also – I think she also got really offended by Rico and Dave making comments about the LGBT community, you know, the transgender joke, all that other shit. She got really pissed about that. But it's like, look, I don't take shit seriously when people say shit on me on set. Like, I mean, just Dave's not one of my favorite directors to work with, but I don't mind him. I don't mind working for him. I don't agree with some of the stuff that he does say on set, because him, he has no filter. He just says whatever's on his mind. I learned to not take it personally, but other girls don't handle as well as I do. So, you know, I thought the whole thing was fucking bullshit, but what's the problem with her is that because she made those statements and she lied about it, no, God forbid another girl has a legit problem, they're not going to believe her because everybody's going to think, oh, she's just jumping on the bandwagon or whatever. Like, that really she did that. Plus, the thing is, too, I had experience. I shot for the exact same site. Rico was my scene partner. Dave was my director. And the other guy, Tofu, he was on set, the three of them. And everything went good. They respected my boundaries. If I needed to cut, they gave me a break. We cut. You know, everything was cool. And I had no issues. So, yeah, I mean, I was really pissed when she fucking said that shit. And the fact that she's got all this other shit going on, like she got Penthouse Pet, and she just was in a Wicked movie. Like, I mean, come on. I'm sorry. If I was a director, I would not fucking hire her because, you know, God forbid she's going to accuse me of being a fucking rapist or sexually assaulting her or offending her. You know, matter of fact, and this is the third time she did it. You know, she did it two more times. So it's like a fucking pattern. And I'm not going to lie. You know, I did lose a few friends because I made a public statement about that. One of them was actually Nina Kay. Nina Kay was a good friend of mine. And she, you know, but then again, Nina's the type of person where she will not talk to you or not associate with you over a fucking opinion. So it's like, you know, like she got pissed at me and she was like, she actually believed Lee. And I was like, dude, I did that scene. It was fucking bullshit. So it's like, you know what, if you're going to end our friendship over a fucking opinion I have, then fuck you too. I could care less, but I didn't care. I didn't think it was right what she did. And I don't respect women that lie or try to finesse and finagle for fucking money. You know, you're ruining somebody's life because you're pissed off, like you had an agenda. I mean, it's just not right at all. It really isn't.
No, I didn't think of it right. I think we all kind of agree that she just had a rougher than expected day. And like I told someone else there, I think it's because of the fact that she's mentioned some of the things that she's done. I think because of that she was always in control of those actions. And this one, she wasn't in control. She was not the director. She was not directing the talent. She is a talent. And I just think that she had a harder day than what she expected on that day and just took it
right,
a little too far. Because I've seen other stuff
time.
That she's done. Right.
Yeah, but
that's
like
right.
I said,
she could have walked off.
She could have left any time. She could have called cut. She could have said, hey, I'm not down with this shit. I'm out of here. You know, like, I mean, that whole, oh, poor little me, I didn't know what to do. No, honey, that act doesn't work. I'm sorry. That doesn't work.
And I think the reason why it doesn't work for me is because now I happened to see another scene that she did. It was an all anal scene. And the guy that she was working with, I want to say it was Mark Strong. I think that's who it was. You know?
Mark what?
Mark Wood. It does not seem like he was being soft and gentle. And, you know,
no, Mark will fuck the living shit out of you, literally.
Right. So that's what it looked like to me. So I'm saying, how much boundaries did, if you claim that Rico crossed, what exactly did he cross that you haven't already done? No, because I'm quite sure he looked at some of your other stuff and said, oh, she's into this, she's into this. Now, if you want to say, well, he was bigger than Mark, okay. Okay. If you want to say that he was a little more aggressive, but that was because of the nature of the scene. He was supposed to be a jerk off.
Yeah, that's what the scene called for. I mean, because look, even when we shot with Rico, I mean, you know, Rico even said to me, like, we'd keep taking breaks because Rico was really not into it. But the reason why he got hired is because he's a big, aggressive dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's an aggressive dude, but he was really not into the whole puking thing, you know? He just was totally not into it. So, you know, but yeah, so, I mean, but yeah, she could have called. Or, you know, and supposedly she was saying how, oh, we're friends. Okay, if you were really his friend, you should have pulled him to the side and said, hey, Rico, I need you to stop doing this and that. And he would have been like, okay, cool, you know, we'll do it. Done. No problem. Like, I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, how fucking hard is it?
Exactly. I agree. And I know some girls say, well, no, he's bigger than me. I was scared. I understand that, but you had other options. And I think the one option that after looking at the video that she when she was talking was simply this. You could have said, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to readjust my makeup, something like that. You could have called your girl to come back.
Yeah.
You said she dropped you off. You could have called her to come back if you really felt that comfortable, because the man-to-woman ratio was 4-1. You could have called your girlfriend to come back. Would she have come back? Yes. Would she have stayed? Yes. And could that have been your would that help your comfortability on set? I think it would have. And we wouldn't have got this entire thing. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're right. I don't think it's right that she, quote unquote, is being rewarded, Penthouse Pat. You know, you in Wicked's Fallen 2. But Rico, to a large degree, still has not really gone back to working steadily. Even
yeah,
though he was exonerated.
His reputation isn't what it used to be. I mean, he's working for a few companies here and there, but it's nowhere near to, like, where he used to be at.
Not at all. Not at all. And that's the part I think I got the biggest problem with. Now, one of the other
Me
things
too.
That you and I discuss from time to time are these cam models. Right?
Yeah.
I know you have very strong opinions of cam models, that they
well,
are not
how
porn
I look at
stars.
The cam Yeah, no, they're not. They're really not. I mean, here's the thing about the cam models. I don't think it's fair that they can have their own convention, but us porn stars, we have to include them in our conventions. That doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
here's the thing. Go ahead.
Do you think that it's simply because of the fact that the cam models fall under the adult entertainment banner? So, and you look, in recent years, the biggest sponsor of the AVN and Exotica, Chatterbait, MyFreeCams, I mean, they're having booths that's rivaling the size of, like, Ellie Direct's booth, which is a pretty cool, or
yeah,
Bad
no,
Dragon.
Exactly.
Which is,
no. Yeah, no, exactly. But here's the thing, too. Like, remember the whole Ron Jeremy scandal?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of girls the girls that were complaining about Ron Jeremy were the cam girls, you know, because here's the thing, at conventions, you know, male talent, they'll walk around, you know, say hi to everybody. And, you know, like, every girl's different. You know, some girls, you know, you can, like, smack them on the ass or whatever. Like, oh, hey, you know, what's up? Like, for example, I saw Ron Jeremy at a couple of conventions. He'd come over, give me a hug and a kiss. He'd grab my ass, grab my tits. I'd be like, oh, hey, what's up, man? But he's a talent. You know, I was cool with it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But the cam girls, the problem with the cam girls is that they're used to seeing guys at arm's length, you know, from the other side of the computer screen. So I just don't think it's a good idea that cam girls are in the are at like AVN or XBiz. They should stay at their own CamCon, you know, because it's kind of like it's just a recipe for disaster, you know.
Mhm. Well, me personally, I don't have a problem with the cam girls being at the convention. I mean, I'm cool with that one. What does get me, which really came to light this year, was the AVN when there were two separate red carpets. There was a lot of porn stars that were on that second red carpet. Yeah, but you had some of the cam models walk the main red carpet. And
yeah,
in that aspect,
that made me very mad too. Because here's the thing, well, I haven't been to AVN in 2 years just because I had other stuff going on. I'm not really a fan of AVN. I only go if I'm either nominated or I have work lined up out there. And if I don't have either, then it's like, fuck it. But anyways, so yeah, well, that happened a couple years ago. Like the last AVN I went to, I walked the main red carpet. They only had one red carpet. I walked it. I remember we had to wait so fucking long in line, and I mean, I'm looking at the red carpet, and there's people I don't even fucking recognize, because here's how I look at it. The red carpet should be only for people that are nominated for an award. That's what it should be. If you're nominated for an award, whether you're a director or you were in the scene or in the movie, then you should be on the red carpet. If you're not up for anything, then you should not be on it, you know, because it just causes too much space. It's too much weight. You know, the red carpet's only like 2-3 hours. So how the fuck can you get all those fucking people on there for 2-3 hours? I mean, unless you're nominated for an award, you should not be on the red carpet. I know it sounds kind of mean, but it makes sense, dude, because it avoids like bullshit, you know? It avoids bullshit or whatever. But anyways, that's just my opinion on it. And I think it'd be better if, you know, if I ran AVN, it'd be like, yo, but anyways, that's just how I see it, you know. I was really pissed when they allowed like the camos or clip for sale owners. I'm like, dude, you guys aren't up for an award. You should not be on here. Just go to the show and have fun.
Yeah. Now, since you mentioned the thing with Ron Jeremy, what do you actually think about it? Because we were given some highlights to that one, and I took a look at the girl Ginger Banks video and some of the evidence that she used to support her claim. Now, I saw it, and I actually listened to what she said, and I found some what I felt were contradictions in her statements about Ron Jeremy. Now, don't get me wrong. I know Ron Jeremy has a reputation of touching women and groping women and talent and stuff like that.
Right.
However,
right.
I have said that this man has been doing this for over 30 years. And
right.
There are very few people in the adult movie that you can sit there and say are an icon. And I certainly say Ron Jeremy is an icon. But he's bigger than the word icon. He's more of a pop icon. He transcends porn. He's like Nina Hartley. He transcends porn.
Right.
Women come up to him, even if they're with their boyfriend, and request him to do things of that nature because he's Ron Jeremy.
Right. Right.
So now you have this new generation of quote-unquote porn stars, the cam girls, who now feel offended that he's doing it. And the only thing is because they say he's like a dirty old man. Yes, he is an older guy, but he's someone that has been doing it 30 years. You're here because of people like him. If you had a problem with what he's doing, I'm quite sure, and I know this for a fact, Ron Jeremy is a very respectful gentleman. If he propositioned you or tried to touch you, someone, you said, don't do that to me, I feel uncomfortable, he wouldn't do it again. He wouldn't do it again.
Right.
Even though at times, half the time he's half asleep. Even though, let's be real, half the time you see him, he's half asleep with those runover Crocs, you know, which we would talk about getting a GoFundMe for his Crocs. But he remembers.
Yeah,
he remembers,
right?
Everything. Yeah, those green Crocs were like, God, man. But he remembers everything. And what I found was that the evidence that she used, like, you know, he did this. All the people that he did it to were people that he performed with. They were all porn stars. They weren't cam models. Now, perhaps she didn't have visual evidence that one, but I found a picture, which I thought was like a contradiction term, where he's standing behind a cam model. The girl is on her computer, but she's grabbing his dick.
Wow.
The cam model is grabbing his dick. Like, so you can sit there and be mad at what Ron Jeremy is doing, but that was okay? You can't have it both ways.
Total double standard, but it's just nowadays, like, people get so offended over, like, the dumbest shit. It's just so fucking stupid, you know? And I think the whole thing with Ron Jeremy, I think that was all bullshit. He should have got his band. He shouldn't. That also never happened, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, like, oh, that's how you feel. And I asked her, and say, well, is it because that he's older? What if this was someone younger around that same age? Like, what if this was Kieran Lee or, now who's someone that's younger?
I don't think it would have mattered, to be honest. I don't think it would have mattered, to be honest with you.
Right. Because, I mean, let's be honest. James Dean was accused of a lot of crap. He wasn't accused by just nobody. He was accused by his girl at the time, Storia, and his ex-girl, Joanna Angel. But yet and still, he's able to operate in the business. He is not on the outside looking in. So why was it okay for James Dean, but Ron Jeremy, it's always a problem. We got to do something about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was bullshit, too, with James, too. The James Dean thing was all bullshit, too. And I think James' career has kind of taken a backseat as well. You don't really see or hear about him much anymore, but he kind of does his own thing now. Like, he kind of does it. He shoots his own movies, but he doesn't really perform for anybody anymore. I don't think it's because of that or what, but, with James, it's kind of like, his career impacted from that, too. Even though he's okay now, his career kind of impacted from that, too.
Well, I don't know, Jay-Z. I think his career imploded when he did the movie with Lindsay Lohan. That was a piece of garbage. I was like, oh my god, really?
I heard about that, but I didn't know if I was weak.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No,
I didn't see it. No, I saw it. I was up one night and I watched it, and I was like, so is it a softcore or like, did he really fuck Lindsay Lohan or? It was just weird.
I don't know, dude. But anyways, I don't know. It's just crazy, man. But, yeah, the whole sexual harassment, it's like, dude, and you see why some directors, they don't really want to deal with the female talent because they're afraid they're going to get accused. Like, I mean, just Dave, like, the reason why he doesn't really, like, interact with the girls as much because he doesn't want to get falsely accused of rape. I think that's why he's the way he is. Because nowadays, I mean, the whole sexual harassment thing, the whole Me Too thing, it's just out of control. It's like, you can compliment on somebody. Oh, you look nice today. That's the whole aspect. What the fuck? I'm just telling you, you look good today. Like, how is it? Like, come on, man.
I agree with that one. Now, let me ask you this. Like you said, you've been in business 7 years. Have you done everything that you want to do? I mean, do you have something that's still left? Like, I know nowadays, like, a lot of girls think, like, I got to shoot for Lansky. I got to be a Vixen video. I'm going to be a Penthouse pet. Is it something that you still are striving to do, like, to, like, and have a,
well,
that's, like, your final stamp?
I do have something planned out. There is something that I have not done on camera yet. I'm not going to reveal what it is. I am shooting it for a company in a couple months. Again, I'm not going to reveal who it's for or what it is, because it's a big surprise. But let's just say people are going to go insane when they see this shit.
Really? Ooh,
yeah.
That's going to be like, that's going to be like.
Yeah, if you're a huge fan of mine, they're going to be so fucking happy.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, I got something big coming up in the works. Again, I'm not going to reveal who it's for or what it is, but I'll tweet about it once it's
okay.
I'm
so we
excited for it.
Now, is there anybody out there that you still like want to work with that you haven't worked with before?
You know what though, man? I'll be honest with you. I've been doing this for six years actually, not 7 years, but I've been doing this for 6 years, and I kind of work with who I want to work with. Yeah, the thing about me, because I've been in the business so long, I'm a bit jaded, and I kind of pick and choose like, I'm not going to call company names, but there's certain, like, big companies that are, like, the shit right now, supposedly. excuse me, I'm clearing my throat. Like, some companies, like, you hear about them, you hear, like, how big they are and everything, but to be honest with you, me, I don't like being set for a very long time. You know, I mean, I don't mind being set, but I think the longest I've ever been on a set was 13 hours, but I've heard of some sets where even, like, the male talent, like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he shot for a huge company, and it was a DP scene, and they were on set for 12 hours, the male talent, him and the other guy. He was probably on set for 16 hours or more. Like, I'm sorry, you couldn't pay me enough money to be on set for 16 goddamn hours. You know, I don't care how big of a name you are or whatever. You know, I'd rather work for a company that, you know, I'm done in 3 hours versus 16 hours, you know? So, me, I kind of look at it as, like, you know what? I've worked with all the people I've wanted to work with. If some people want to shoot me, great. If they don't, hey, I'm not going to take it personal.
Yeah, because I heard that sometimes, particularly Greg Lansky, he's on set, and he'll do one scene, and it takes, like, 16, 17 hours. And I said, damn, that's, like, a real movie. I mean, I know it has dialogue.
Yeah, that's a little much for me, man. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I mean, listen, if Greg would love to shoot me, great. If he doesn't, I honestly could care less because, you know, it's a long day. And, you know, I just look at it as, like, hey, because there's two things I look at being in the business. You respect me, and you pay my rates. Those are the only two things I care about. You do those, then yeah, I'll shoot you again and again. But if you don't do those two, then I can care less who you are. If I don't like you, I'm not going to shoot with you.
Okay. Now, actually, I want to ask you this question because I don't think I've ever even asked you this before. Like, what you just said, like, when it comes to working with people. Now, I know with you being a performer, you not only are you hit up by mainstream companies, you're also hit up at times by smaller companies, whether it be a production company or a male talent that's trying to break into the business. How do you kind of like weed through the real people and the fakeness? And then let's say you do go somewhere, what kind of criteria do you have for shooting content?
Here's the thing about me. So, for example, if it's like a smaller company, like a ManyVids or Quips for Sale guy, which I've been booked with before, because I get emails all the time from guys, and I'll say to them, hey, do you have a link to your website, or do you have a Twitter profile? And I check them out, or I'll ask them, hey, do you have a reference? And if they're like, oh, well, this is my site, I look at the site, I look at who they shot with, I'm like, okay, cool, I'll shoot with you, and then we'll go from there. But if they're like, oh, I don't have a site, I'm starting one, then I would say, well, look, I'm sorry, I can't shoot with you, because a lot of times you don't know if it's bullshit or not. So I would just tell them, hey, look, start a site, shoot a few girls, and then contact me. And if they do have a site and I think they're legit, what we do is we negotiate on a rate. I'll tell them what my rates are. Matter of fact, I had a guy fly me into Atlanta, and he's a small producer, but he flew me into Atlanta just for a blowjob scene. So I was cool about it. You know, as long as you take care of me and respect me, that's what I care about. Now, as far as content trades, I do those because, you know, I have an OnlyFans. I just created ManyVids and I Want Quips store. So what I usually do is, you know, I like to get something out of it because I actually had bad experiences with content trades where I didn't get my content. So what I do is I talk to the guys and say, so I've had some male talent who say, hey, listen, I'll pay you half your boy girl rate or half your anal rate, and I'll let you keep the content. I'll go, okay, cool. So, for example, if they want to shoot an anal scene, they'll pay me $600 instead of, like, you know, $1,200 for my normal anal rate, and I get the content. That's how I usually do it, just because, you know, God forbid, they give me the content before I can't download it or something. Hey, at least I got my money, you know?
Right.
You know, so I do it like that. But, yeah, like I said, as long as you respect me and, you know, we work something out, then, yeah, you're good in my book. I don't care who you are. You can be Lansky. You can be some producer on Clips for Sale. As long as you respect me, we're cool.
No, I know because I deal with a lot of people here on the East Coast that are smaller male talents. And, like, matter of fact, one person was posting that, you know, they reached out to someone and that person didn't even bother to email them back. He says, because I don't have a big name. And I know it's discouraging to some of the, and it's always guys. It's always discouraging to guys. And I try to tell them it's not personal. It's not personal. Just that they looking at who you are, what you're doing, and does that work for them? But guys just don't hear it. They're like, well, I'm trying to get in business. You should just understand. You know, I don't see it that way. I say it's business. They're not looking at you. They're looking at the overall, because they know what shooting for you does for them, but what does shooting with you do for – they know what shooting with you does for you. It helps you out. But what does shooting with you do for them? And some people just don't understand that.
Yeah, well, I know some girls, like, honestly, me, it's like, hey, if somebody's willing to pay your rate, whether they're a huge company like Brazzers or they're a small clips for sale site, if they're willing to pay your rate, take the fucking gig, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever turn down work, you know? I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. Everybody has their limits. For example, like, I'm not going to do a transgender scene. I'm not going to work with a transvestite or TS porn. I'm not going to do TS porn. And I don't want to be an extra in the role. I can do it with stars. Those are my only limits. But, like I said, if somebody's willing to pay your rate, then take it. But I've seen girls who won't work with companies, even companies, for stupid reasons. For example, I know girls that they'll shoot an interracial scene for Black and Evil Angel, but they won't shoot one for Dog Fart just because they don't like the name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's fucking stupid. They're going to pay your rate, but you won't shoot for them because you don't like the name? What the fuck?
I don't understand it neither, but no, everybody got their own cross to bear, their own judgments and stuff. I just try to tell people, say, listen, don't take it personally. It's not personal. It's just the nature of the beast. You know, everybody's
right,
not
exactly.
Always going to agree with you. Just the same way as, like, even if it was you and people reaching out to you, you're not always going to agree with who you think you want to work with. So don't take it personal. Just keep pushing. That's all.
Right. Exactly. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. Always a pleasure
to
hear
from you. Of course. Thanks for having me.
Always. Now, first let all your people know where they can find you on social media, but then also plug all your – I know everybody got the premium snaps, the OnlyFans wants to plug, everything that you want to plug.
All right. Well, my Twitter is Layla Price, XOXO. My Instagram is Ms. MZ, Price is Right. My OnlyFans is OnlyFans.com/LaylaPriceXOXO. I also have a ManyVids account. Look me up on there. I have an I Want Clips account. Again, Google Layla Price on I Want Clips, ManyVids. All my clips are on there. I upload them a couple times a week. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see the links on them. I have the links to them. And then also I have Sex Panther and Chat Star. So if you want to text me or get a phone call from me, hit me up on there.
Nice. That's a lot. Now, wait, before you go, I got to ask this thing because this is the question I have at times. Almost everybody I know in the business now has a many fans, I mean, or OnlyFans, a ManyVids, a premium Snapchat, clips for sale, whatever. Out of all the devices that talents can use today to earn extra money beyond doing scenes and beyond camera, out of all the things, which one is actually the best one for them to use that gives them the not only the biggest return rate on your investment as far as money, but the most exposure?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's different. Certain sites work well for certain people. Like, for example, I've had my I Want Clip store since March. And when you open up your own clip store, your own site, it does take time to build up a revenue, build up a fan base. Well, my I Want Clip store, I've only sold maybe like one video since opening my store. But I know people that they make crazy money on there. But then I looked at it and, you know, everyone's different. Like, for example, me, like, my OnlyFans does really well. I have about 50 members on my OnlyFans, and I'm making really good money off OnlyFans right now. But it took me a while to build that up, you know? So, And I literally just started my ManyVids store a couple days ago. So that's going to take me a while to build it up and, you know, build up the content and stuff. So it just depends. You got to be patient, give it time. You know, Sex Panther, I've been really successful off of Sex Panther. You know, Sex Panther's been really good. But, again, Sex Panther took me a while. I've had Sex Panther, I think, for, like, 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I did really good off of that. So, yeah, I mean, for me, OnlyFans and sex fans have been really good to me.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute, I guess I got to head you a little longer. I got a DM. Someone's asking me, out of all the scenes that you've done, which one was your favorite?
Oh, Christ. Cause
you
I
really
have a
did
lot.
A scene called Oh,
that's
Christ?
No,
I'm
one.
Kidding.
Yeah, no, that's a really difficult one, to be honest with you. My favorite scene. Jesus. I don't know. I can't really pick because there's so many good ones that I did. There's too many to name.
Well, okay. So let's put it like this. If someone said, okay, I don't really know who Layla Price is, what scene, or not only is just seeing, like, what performer would you recommend? Okay, I work with this person in this. Well, but it's still boiled down to a scene or a movie. You need to check this one out if you really want to know who I am.
Okay, well, how about this? I would have to say check out all my anything with Evil Angel in it. all my Evil Angel stuff, that's what I'm known for. I'm basically known for anal because, you know, I got the booty and stuff. Well, I did a lot of really good scenes with Mike Adriano over the years. Like, he's actually been one of my favorites since I've known Mike since I started. That's how long he's been shooting me. And we've always, like, Mike and I, we've shot together so many times. We always have good energy, good chemistry. You know, it's always been a good time with him. But that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Known for my anal scenes. Some of my best scenes were with Mike.
Okay. All right. So that's what you got. You look up for stuff on Evil Angel. And check those scenes out if you want to know who Layla Price is.
Absolutely.
All right. Besides your super secret event, anything else coming up that anybody like put that are you going on the road or you performing anywhere? People are gonna come out and check you out.
Not really. I don't have any dates lined up yet. As far as coming to Exotica, Exotica Jersey, I'm still on the fence about. I may go to Exotica Jersey this year, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
You better
yeah,
come
like
to Exotica
said,
Jersey
this year. Well, I'll see what I can do.
You know why you need to come to Exotica in New Jersey. That's going to be the shit. Because
you're
going to
have your
down.
Party, that's why.
That's right. I'm having a party. I
and
told everybody, 2 o'clock.
We're going to get fucked up. Yo, last year was fucking lit, though, for real.
Yeah, I told everybody this year, 2 o'clock clothes come off. That's the new rule this year, 2 a.m.
Oh,
Lord. It's going to be just like New Year's Eve. 10, 9, close down.
Oh, there we go.
Now I said, whatever happened at 2:05, that's something different. But at 2 o'clock, clothes come off. But it's going to be fun.
Right.
You know, everybody looks forward to Jersey. You know, forget my part. Everybody just looks forward to Jersey. I guess because, this year will be the 10th year of it actually being in New Jersey. And I think it's just built up a huge fan base and, people were talking about Jersey at Exotica in March in Denver. Like, damn, I can't believe the Jersey. Yeah. So I think it's going to be super lit this year. And I'm using one of y'all terms,
yeah,
super lit.
Yeah, for real, man, for real.
Super. Yeah. But once again, I want to thank you for calling. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Yes. And once again, this is the lovely Layla Price. Definitely follow her on all her social media, buy her OnlyFans, her mini vids. You got a premium Snapchat? Or is that looking something you're looking to do later?
Nah, I don't fuck with Snapchat.
Oh wow, no love for Snapchat. It's like that?
Nah, it ain't like that. No Snapchat
wow.
For Layla.
Sorry, Snapchat. I tried. I tried. She did.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm sure they don't mind.
Hey, everybody minds. I saw this today that Facebook, where our people do those Facebook Lives and stuff, they lost $120 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that they lost. And they're talking about firing Mark Zuckerberg. Like, how are you going to fire the guy that was one of the guys that actually created it? How do you think you're going to fire him from what he created? I don't understand that one either. Because I'd be like, well, that's the case. I'll take it. I'll burn it down. I'll shut it down. Bitches. Just out of spite. Just out of spite. I'm shutting the whole damn thing down. You know?
Yeah,
but,
I don't get that one either.
Me neither. But this what we're going to do, everybody. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. I think since Urban X is coming up pretty soon. Urban X is coming up the weekend of August the 19th. But Urban X is having 3 days of parties. They're having a a black lingerie party on August the 17th. August the 18th is a private pool party, and August 19th is the actual Urban X Awards itself. And this year, the Urban X Awards will be live streamed. So if you're not able to attend, you can at least watch it and at least experience a little bit of the Urban X Awards. Indy and myself, we will be there at the Urban X Awards. So we're looking forward to seeing all the fans there. But I think we're going to say with the porn stuff right there, we're going to play adult star Jasmine Webb. She has a song out called Honors Up. So we're going to play that, and we'll be right back. Dollhouse Radio. And thank you, Layla.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Night. Dollhouse Radio, we'll be right back.
Young face.
Pour him up right.
Come on in.
Gonna take a long time to show you drop on in. My mind and bold.
Coming my way.
Gonna take it to the top. Spin around, make it drop. How you feeling? Wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful.
Winding real slow, grinding on your left. Feel it getting hard, can you handle that? Got a lot of things I wanna show you. Listen up, here's what we're gonna do.
If you really wanna see a bitch get silly, pull out your paper, boy, throw a milli.
I know you got the shit that I like. Got me rocking out like all night.
Girl, rough ride, now you're fucking with an Aussie one. Thick fires got them wet down the inside, panties drip like a 99, flake in the sunshine, lap dance, be your tap dance, hit it from the back star, loving that ass, bedroom bully, got the whack pass, boom, bang, blast, no limit, black car, pearl necklace, looking like a lanyard.
I can see it, you love it, you never see.
You're talking that talk in your lingerie and heels. We've done all the talking, your time, come and grab the wheel. See, you know I'm a pro, as bold, Mr. Grey, got you buzzing in public. You know how it go, misbehave, I pattern the ting till you're flustered. You open it up and you're riding it hard. Tsunami the wave when you rise with a star. Addiction is true when we fucking so live. I'm paying attention, girl, when you rough ride. Licking your lips as you slip it inside. Ting getting prepped as we slip and we slide. From nothing to something to gushing and cries. Carnal desires, the ting is a vibe.
Go and pour him up, right.
Jasmine Webb with her song Honors Up. Definitely check her out. She is she's an adult performer, but she's coming on with her music. I like the song a lot. It's kind of catchy, kind of dancey. you know, expecting big things. I was hoping I get to see her do a live one day at the Urban X Awards, but unfortunately that may not happen this year. Who knows? Things may turn out at the last minute and she changes her mind, or maybe is perhaps able to make the show and rock the house. We're going to shut down a little bit early tonight. I want to thank Layla Price for calling in right now and dropping some things about her opinions and her thoughts about the adult movie business today. Make sure you tune in every Friday. We will be back next Friday. We'll have another great show for you. And as I said, Indy and myself, we will be at the Urban X Awards this year in Los Angeles on August the 19th. If you are in the area, there are three parties going on, and we should be at all three of them. So please, you know, don't be afraid. Come up and say hi. You know, we like to meet the fans and the people that listen to the show every Friday night. It's going to be a great weekend. It should be a lot of fun. We do have formulated an idea to bring some of the listeners a little glimpse of what actually goes on behind the camera. We were discussing actually doing perhaps maybe a live feed, so you can actually see us as we're on the red carpet, or we're taking pictures on the red carpet, and you can actually see some of the people as they come in before the actual live feed starts. We're still working on that part, so that's something we may do during the Urban X Awards. But on behalf of myself, your boy Ralph, and our very sexy doll host, Indy Morrell, for Dollhouse Radio, this is Ralph Terry. I want to say thank you, good night, and tune in next week. Good night.